Angels. Angels are near us. Angels bring many images in our minds. They are protectors and guardians. We can feel their heavenly presence when we open and invite them into our lives. Linda Torres serves as an instrument to deliver the peace, love, and inspiration that the angels and archangels desire for each one of us. Linda reminds us that these celestial beings are here to love, light, and divinely guide us through our journey. Tune in to the angels' messages and learn more on Angels Are Near Us with Linda Torres, every other Monday at 8 p.m. on Station 1, here at bbsradio.com. Rest assured that your angels are guiding you every minute of the way. Angels are near us.
Hello, everyone. This is Linda Torres, your host on Angels Are Near Us, here on bbsradio.com, number one live internet radio. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. This is our one-hour program from 8 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. And as always, my sincere intent is to bring you the loving messages and information about the angels, the archangels, celestial beings, and other wonderful spiritual information. We are living exciting times, you know, times of change, times of divine energy. I am so glad to be back on the air. I've been absent with some health challenges. And I do want to thank all the kindness and support received from my friends, from my family. And, of course, I want to thank the listeners for your patience. We had to repeat some shows. But I think which are very valuable, if you have not listened to them yet, it's worth listening to them again. So tonight I have a very special guest, but before I introduce her, I would like to mention for everyone to trust in the power of the angels, you know, trust in the power of prayer and meditation. In other programs, I've talked about how the angels' only purpose is to support us and to serve us. The archangels have the most powerful force field at this time with us humans. So when invoking or calling our archangels, it's mostly important to do so with the purest intention and motives. The archangels and all beings of light come to us and aid us in the most highest good for all and everything. A reminder is to, when you request, you surrender this to God and the angels and do not think of how this will occur. God has given me the, God has given me the opportunity through sacred space and this healing time to remember that the universe and God and beings of light are helping us transform our lives. I believe they're serving all of us in times of difficulty, guiding us towards the awareness of the divinity that is all around us and within us. You know, angels, archangels, ascended masters are closer than ever to support us in the awakening process. We do live in such wondrous times that we cannot ignore that we can connect so easily with God and the angels and these divine beings of higher frequencies. You know, the power of prayer and meditation enfolds us with peace and light. And I really encourage you to open to prayer and meditation. When we pray and meditate, we attract that loving connection with the divine, enfolding us in love and light, giving us serenity and peace. Through prayers and the emotions of our heart, we create this sort of magnetism to pull in that flow of that divine light. So this means that it's impossible for God or the angels to ignore a sincere human request for assistance. So being able to call forth the angels through the desires of our hearts is one of God's gifts to us. Practicing prayer and meditation, we can receive love and grace, healing and joy. So, having that said, I would like to talk a little bit about our invited guest tonight. Her name is Reverend Christine Green, and I've known Christine for many years. Over the past 20 years, Christine has studied with inspiring and powerful women each of them a role model, encouraging her to move towards her spiritual journey. And it was through this motivation that she received the tools to move past her barriers and connect with her divine power. Reverend Christine is the founder and minister of Sacred Heart Ministry. It's a ministry without walls and emerged from a vision for helping others to incorporate universal truth into their professional and personal lives. Her inspiration is to guide others in revealing their authenticity, embrace their uniqueness, and love themselves. Reverend Christine was ordained in 2001, and that year she married her husband, Lawrence. She's had the opportunity to teach, facilitate, and counsel others, both nationally and abroad. As I said, I have personally known Christine, and I have attended many of her classes, one of them which is Financial Freedom. And Christine always amazes me with her knowledge. She's an incredible teacher and healer. And it's wonderful to see how the Holy Spirit works through her. I do want to mention that it's a privilege to have her on the show tonight. And without further delay, let us welcome Reverend Christine Green. Hi, Christine.
Hi, Linda. Thank you for your wonderful words.
Oh, you're so
very sweet.
You're so welcome. It's just so exciting to have you here tonight.
We've had quite a journey in our lives, haven't we?
We have. We've had several things. And it's wonderful to know and see you where you are now, because it's so exciting, you know, everything that you teach, everything that your spirituality has brought you to this time, which I really admire. And tonight, you know, you're going to be talking about money. You know, Money Talks, Are You Listening? Is our topic. By the way, I do want to mention to everyone that the lines will be open when we take a break just in a few minutes. So you can call in and ask Christine any questions you'd like. So, Christine, tell us about this Money Talk.
I know I get that question a lot about why is a minister talking about money?
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that the most important thing for us to realize is what our relationship is with money, and to listen, because money is giving us information. Mm-hmm. And so the best way to explain that is if I share my own story.
Sure.
When I was growing up as a child in upstate New York, my sister and I used to go shopping with my mom. And it was always a fun treat to go, and she'd take us out to lunch. But the memory that sticks for me is one time when she bought us clothes, back to school clothes. And when we brought them home, she told us not to tell our dad how much they cost.
Mm.
And so she showed him the clothes, but he never knew how much they cost. She told him they cost half the amount that they were. And so what I noticed is that there was the energy and the feeling that there's not enough.
Mm-hmm.
And that money was about keeping secrets. So that stuck with me as a child, and that belief became ingrained.
Mm-hmm.
So fast forward to many years as an adult, I found myself in trouble financially. Actually, I found myself close to $20,000 in debt.
Wow.
And yeah. And what my bank account, what money was telling me, and my bank account was telling me, is that I had these hidden beliefs that there was not enough. And the secret was I wasn't even aware of how much I was in debt until I was studying with my spiritual teacher. And she helped me get clear that if I was going to get out of debt, I needed to face how much did I have, and what was my plan to get out, and what was I going to do spiritually? And I loved what you said earlier, Linda, about mm-hmm. prayer and meditation, mm-hmm. because that plays such an important part on our spiritual journey.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes. So what happened was that's what I did. Instead of filing bankruptcy, which was my first impulse, was to get out, by filing bankruptcy, is I wrote down all of my debts, I wrote, took out my checkbook, and I wrote checks for all of them, paid in full, and I put them in a folder. And it was my demonstration of how I saw that someday I was going to pay those off. And then I did my spiritual work. I did my forgiveness work. I did my prayer and meditation. I let go of old hurts and resentments. And in that process, I slowly, over time, started paying off my debt. Until it was paid off in full in about six years.
Wow. Six years.
Yeah. What I saw, let me back up for a second, because my parents did the best that they could. My parents were brought up during the Depression. So they didn't have any more information about money. They knew, they lived with the idea that there wasn't enough money, and back then there weren't the tools that we have today to understand our beliefs. So I saw what my beliefs were, and what I was able to do is bring a greater awareness to that so I could begin to change. So the first thing that we do to listen to money is observe what we're hearing. And so if money stays away, there's a pretty good belief lurking around that there's not enough.
Mm.
If we barely have enough money to meet our needs,
mm-hmm.
we probably have the belief that life is a struggle.
Wow.
If money shows up but it leaves quickly, have you ever had that happen?
Yes.
You have a bunch of money show up and all of a sudden it leaves? Sometimes that's a belief that good things don't last. So we have these hidden beliefs, and by becoming the observer, we're able to identify what these beliefs are that are dictating the activities around us. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I was, you're not going to believe this, but last night, you know, I remember I was going to talk to you. So I was reading some of my books, and this little book just fell off of my bookshelf, because I was looking for other books that I wanted to read last night.
Mm-hmm.
And this little book called The Abundance Book,
yes.
which is by John Randolph Price, and I think you recommended that I read this.
Yes.
Many years ago.
Yes.
So it fell off the shelf, and I'm like, oh, my God, let me open this. And so, yeah, that was no coincidence at all. So, you know, when I started reading, it's a little abundance book, and it talks about tracing principles and for supply. But the first thing that I remember reading was that we have, if there's a fear of the material, and this Edgar Cayce says this, so I'll just read exactly what it says. It is the fear of the material conditions that wrecks the material body. It is the fear of this or that that prevents an individual from making a greater supply. So what you're saying
right.
is that our beliefs, which are, of course, filled with fear, because
yes.
we think we're going to lack and we have these limitations, and you're saying that's how it disappears. I mean, that's why we don't create it.
Right. We can't hang on to money because fear is more overpowering than our belief in receiving.
Exactly.
Fear is more overpowering than our belief in abundance. So the more we can be aware of our beliefs, the more power we have over them.
Well,
and,
you know, I'm going to interrupt you just a minute because,
yeah,
you know,
sure.
probably our listeners are saying, yeah, that sounds so easy, doesn't it? Just like,
yeah.
change your beliefs, like, right now, you better start reading this little book on abundance. No, but definitely, you know, start thinking different thoughts, which, you know, I think all of us have been talking or listening to the law of attraction and whatever we think, we manifest. But it's really so hard to do it, Christine. So, you know, how do you think we would change our beliefs?
Well, the first thing we have to do is become aware of our emotions. So our emotions are really wonderful. They're keys to telling us what we are believing. And unworthiness is probably one of the fundamental beliefs around money. Wouldn't you agree?
Unworthiness, yes, absolutely. Yeah, we think that we are not worthy to have it.
Exactly.
It's incredible for us to think that we can have more than what we have.
Exactly. And so often our self-worth is tied up with money, how much money we have.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So once we begin to understand that, we begin to disconnect from that belief.
Mm-hmm.
And you talked about prayer and meditation.
Mm-hmm.
So powerful. I teach the same thing that you do.
Yeah.
It's prayer and meditation. That as we deepen our connection with God and that divinity within us, mm-hmm. then we begin to deepen that awareness, and that we invite that presence to be open and receptive. Rather than putting our energy on the fear,
yeah,
we open to the greater energy.
Oh, absolutely.
So unworthiness is one of them.
Okay.
There's three other ones. Resentment creates separation. So whenever we have resentment with someone, where there's someone who hurt us in the past, we're creating separation. And
wow,
it's blocking
energy. Wow, it's blocking energy. But, you know, that's incredible, because you would not think that resentment can keep you or limit you from having prosperity.
Exactly.
But it's all within those beliefs that are really limiting.
Right, right. That emotional condition is in there that's stirring, and as long as that's there, that's helping us to spiral down and keeping us away from our higher thoughts and beliefs. So guilt is another one. Oh, my goodness. I talk to so many, especially women, who feel guilty about something.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And all guilt does is keep us in confusion. So guilt just expands the idea of confusion in our lives. And we already talked about fear. Fear mm-hmm. creates the limitation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So the more we can be aware of these emotions, we can begin to change the beliefs. And something that I always do is to suggest to my clients to write down, to spend a week with a pad near and paper, pad and pen nearby, and every time they realize a belief about money is to write that down.
Oh, to write, you're saying to write down the belief of...
Write down the belief that
okay.
you have about money.
Oh, okay.
Because the more we can identify that, then we can begin to change that.
Hmm.
Because think about it, if we're not aware of our beliefs, they're like these mysterious entities in the back of our minds that's always keeping, that little voice, mm-hmm. you know, that pesky little voice in the back of the brain?
Mm-hmm.
It's always saying, it's whispering to us, there's not enough. You can't have what you want.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're never going to make a difference. So it's whispering those things. The more we're aware of that, we can begin to disconnect from that. One of the ways that you mentioned earlier is prayer and meditation.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. The more and we bring that greater awareness.
I wanted to mention something to you. So these beliefs, we need to recognize them. How about when you say, you know, we have things in our unconscious mind sometimes, Christine, that maybe we don't even know it's there.
Mm-hmm.
So through prayer and meditation is a way to open up to this?
That and be aware of emotions.
Oh.
So mm-hmm. when the emotion comes up, to be aware of the emotion. Usually when we have resentment towards someone, it's a belief that someone took our good away from us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Somehow someone has hurt us or took our good away from us. So that there's a good indication. When we doubt, there's a good indication that we're lacking in faith. So there's a whole nother entity around lack. So the more we can be aware of that, then we can begin to release that. And that I have prayers that just being aware of your breath.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Isn't that expansion? Because what happens when we're thinking about lack?
We're not breathing.
We stop breathing. And guess what? Breathing is free.
Yeah.
And it's abundant.
Yeah.
And so it's that idea of we're receiving.
Oh, absolutely. And then, you know, all these beliefs create certain attitudes in us, right? And,
yes.
And so if you're saying we change or we try to reprogram the beliefs, it'll create much more positive attitudes so we can create these emotions that will take a better action. Is that
right.
Correct, what I'm hearing?
It's we observe our emotions and we observe our thoughts. And then once we're able to do that, we're able to choose new thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're able to release the past and to receive a new thought. So take on a new thought. It says, I accept my good.
Yes.
I accept my good into my life. And that this is just, it's not just about repeating affirmations, but it's about doing the inner work. So if I have resentment against someone, it's learning how to release and forgive. If I'm holding guilt about something, to find out what the source of the guilt is and to release that. Mm-hmm. So it's releasing the old and then accepting the new. And just like the breath, we breathe in the new and we release the old.
Wow, that is so interesting. I'm looking at the time, but I do want for you to give out your contact information, because I know that you give a lot of classes, and if people want to contact you with any kind of questions, they can do that, correct?
Yes, yes.
Okay. So I do have, well, I know that your website is www.sacredheartministries.org.
Yes.
And what else do you have?
And my phone number is 503-281-6301.
Okay. And I want to give out those numbers because I really want to give a chance to our listeners to call in to ask Christine any questions. Of course, I could also give you angel messages. So that number toll-free is 888-815-9756, 530-327-7602, or 530-776-5185. So the lines will be open for your calls. We're going to take a brief minute and a half, 90-second break, and we'll be right back.
You just met and they say take it slow. But baby, you move at the speed of light. Your love's new when they say let it grow. But we don't listen and it feels so right. I just wanna stay like this. We're not to be like they, yeah, yeah. If I sang you a love song, would you sing me one back? If I asked you to run away, would you run all night? Prince to your princess, yeah. Da 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 da. You're too good to be going slow with. I'm perfect like the angels above me. And always when I think I'll move, I'll end up with it. You, baby, and it's plain to see. I just wanna stay like this. We're not to be like they, yeah, yeah. If I sang you a love song, would you sing me one back? If I asked you to run away, would you run away?
Hello there. We are back, and you're listening to Angels Are Near Us here on BBS Radio. I am Linda Torres, and our invited guest tonight is Reverend Christine Green. Reverend Christine is talking about money talks. Are we listening? So I think we have a caller. Pat? Hello?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Pat. How are you?
I'm okay.
Great. What question do you have?
Well, this is my first call, so I'm not sure what kind of questions or if you give readings or my main theme is that it was my birthday the day before yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And I'm open to hearing what you guys might have to share with me in reference to this coming time of my life.
Okay. Well, I can tell you a few things. Have you been listening to Reverend Christine talk about money issues?
No, but I just came on the call, and I definitely
okay. Do
money issues. I'm down to my last $5, haven't worked
in
a half. And
really?
I'm standing on the edge of a cliff, teetering.
Do you know what? Well, the first thing that came out for you, I have here Archangel Raphael, and Archangel Raphael is talking about breathing, Pat. So, you know, taking several deep breaths, and you exhale slowly to awaken your energy and to release old patterns. Christine was just talking about that we forget to breathe. And so this is one of the things that came out for you right now. You know, you have to really go into your heart and start looking at those beliefs. I have Archangel Michael also, who I feel is very, very protective of you, and he's trying to protect you from lower energies that are around you at this time, you know, guarding your loved ones and keeping you safe. So there's a lot of sensitivity around you as well. But going back to this issue on abundance, you know, this lack, you will overcome it as long as you start looking at the beliefs. Christine, do you want to mention a little bit of what you said about the breathing to Pat? Because it came out really strong right now.
It's a wonderful way to remind us that we're abundant.
Yeah.
When we can stay connected with the breath, because Pat, you said that you were down to your last few dollars. Did I hear that correctly?
Literally, my last $5.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. So what we were talking about before you came on the line is that really fear just contracts, and when we contract, we tend to stop breathing.
Yes, I'm aware of that.
And so
the first thing I do when I start feeling fear, I start paying attention to my breathing. It's actually a technique that they teach at anxiety clinics.
Mm. Wonderful. And then, do you have a spiritual practice?
Yes, I do.
Good for you, because that's another really important thing, is to stay centered in your spiritual practice so that you're putting your attention on prayer, on meditation, on those things other than thinking about the idea of lack all the time, that you're actually lifting yourself up with spiritual reading and meditation and doing good things for yourself.
The other lady, Linda, mentioned Archangel Michael, and my ears kind of perked up because I'm also lacking the love it returned from the man that I love, and his middle name is Michael.
Oh, really? Yes, Michael came out strongly, too, and he is saying that, he's really saying that you need to make a choice, Pat, and decide to live in the now and to be happy now. And I think we were talking a little bit earlier. I was saying something about, you know, I have had some health challenges, and, you know, when we're in this stage of we feel kind of empty and alone, we need to remember that God is out there. You know, the divine is around you and within you, and you need to decide to take, you know, that divinity within you and ask for help also. So just opening up, breathing, opening up your heart to receive that joy, it will come to you. It will come to you. So Christina was also saying something very important. You need to uplift yourself. You need to go into spiritual practice. So praying would be wonderful if that's your practice, and meditating also would be wonderful for you. Okay. I am going to let you go because I have another caller, Pat.
Okay, thank you.
Well, thank you so much. God bless. Hello, is this Paula?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Paula. What's your question?
You know, I am really getting close to buying a house. Mm-hmm. Found one that I really like, and my daughter likes it too. But we're going back and forth in terms of the price, and I really can't stretch that much more. So just wondering, you know, is this going to be a good thing for me? Not in terms of the house, how it feels, because I know it feels really good, but in terms of the finances.
Would you like to advise on that one, Christine?
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. That's not something I can do without understanding your finances, but
yeah.
What you could do, have you done any, I assume you're working with someone to help you evaluate what your finances are.
Yes. I guess what I'm wondering is, if I found that this house was, let's say, too much for me, that technically I could afford it, but when I look at my overall budget, I really couldn't. How soon could I find another one that would be within my budget?
Well, what I'm sensing right now is we have Archangel Azrael here, and Archangel Azrael is an archangel who tries to comfort us in times of transitions. You're going through a transition right now, definitely, and you need to really also, again, look at your beliefs, because you're doubting what you're going to buy. And I think that's what I'm understanding, right? You think you can't afford what you're going to buy right now, and you want to look
yes.
for something else?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So there's this belief of lack. And Azrael, when Azrael comes out, he's really supporting us in transitions. So there is... whatever you decide to do, whatever choice you make, is going to be the right one. And just request that help from the angels and from God.
Okay, I
just
can believe that.
Just request that help, that whatever you need right now, it's going to be given to you. Absolutely.
Okay, I can believe that. I can get behind that.
Okay. Yeah, that is one of the things that's coming out, Paula. And another thing also is to nurture yourself, because you've been also, you know, through all this change, and it's making you a little bit maybe anxious, or, you know, you're going through these changes, which make all of us anxious. But at the same time, you know, just having your spiritual practice, like Christine was mentioning, you know, do your prayers. Do you do any kind of spiritual practice?
I do. I actually pray in the morning. I meditate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, doing both is really wonderful, because you're going to attract whatever you need. Remember, you know, and again, because I can say that when we feel that divinity in us, and we feel that we do deserve that abundance, it will come to us.
Right. I believe that.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Paula, for calling in.
Thank you.
God bless
you.
Good night.
Good night. God bless.
Thank you. So,
Linda, she brought up a couple good points. Can
sure,
I
go right
speak
ahead.
To them?
Sure.
Is one thing is to be aware of when we have a doubt come up, mm-hmm. is to go back and look. That's why I asked her. She needs to go back and look at what her finances are, and look what's available to her.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a doubt, then she has to face that doubt. The reason I was in $20,000 worth of debt is because I hid my head in the sand.
Absolutely.
That I, Yes, that I was afraid to look at what was happening for me.
And you know, when you said that she had to review, because she does have to go back and review her finances or whatever, and she has to do a kind of an inventory. That's what I was feeling. That one of the angel cards was saying, you know, like do this inventory.
Yes. Yes.
Of what
that's
you.
So yeah. That's so important. And if you remember the class, the Principles of Financial Freedom,
uh-huh.
What we did is we looked at our beliefs on the spiritual level, but what we also did is we were very practical, and at the end of the it's an 8-week class, at the end part, we did a spending plan. So that we had a practical way of looking at it. And
yes.
That's what a lot of us, that's the reason why we're in so much trouble now,
yes.
Is because people have taken risks without balancing both. So the spiritual part is important for us to do,
mm-hmm.
but balancing by knowing what it is we're doing is really important.
Oh, absolutely. And asking for that, right? I mean, asking, you know, I need to be in balance. I need to have a balance. I need to know where I'm going and not, you know, go where I just please, where it pleases me to, you know, maybe buy a house that I don't afford at this time.
Exactly. Exactly. And that, you know, the spiritual principle that I use around money is my willingness is my worthiness.
Oh.
And what that means is it's shifting our willingness to be willing to change how we think about money and how we feel about ourselves.
Absolutely, and not cling to what is not.
Exactly.
Mm.
One of the things that you talked about in the very beginning in your introduction was surrender and not attachment. That when you ask the angels that you surrender and you're
mm-hmm.
not looking over your shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very important thing to do. Is that when we're doing this work, is that we walk in faith and we are not attached to a particular result that we want to have, but that we know we're moving forward and we walk in that faith. But we let go of attachment
mm-hmm.
so that we're not so hooked that it has our good has to look at one certain way.
Absolutely. Exactly. We're just, and that is the attachment, that we're just attached to this outcome, and this is the one that I want, and there's no other. But exactly, that's when you surrender that you have to be open, what is whatever your highest good is.
Exactly.
So that's what's going to come.
Exactly.
So, Christine, you were talking about, I remember previously about, you were going to say something about your the different points, 6 more points or something.
I have
one of those.
6 steps to mm-hmm. move through scarcity.
Okay.
The ideas about scarcity. And the first one is willingness to observe the patterns of belief. And I'm kind of repeating and
mm-hmm.
putting together everything we talked about.
Sure.
The first one is our willingness to observe these patterns of belief, writing down our beliefs as we discover them, not judging ourselves or beating ourselves up about it,
mm-hmm.
but just to recognize these beliefs.
Just being aware.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
That's the first one.
Mm-hmm.
That's, and the second one is the willingness to not judge yourself, that
mm-hmm.
we see it, but we're not judging ourselves, and to stop any chatter that's going, that pesky inner critic in that voice in the back of the brain, is to stop that and saying, stop,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to go there right now. I'm not going to beat myself up.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to take responsibility for where I'm at. So the third step is a willingness to receive. And that sounds really strange, but I find a lot of women, especially, have a difficult time receiving.
Oh, yes. Of course. Oh, yes.
Yes. You and I talked about this.
We have talked about it years. It's like, you know, it's so easy to give.
Yes.
But we cannot receive.
Yes. So it's practicing receiving. If someone wants to buy you a cup of coffee or take you to lunch or someone pays you a compliment, you begin to receive.
Mm-hmm.
You begin to let that in.
Mm-hmm.
Part of that is that whole idea of unworthiness. And so we don't even allow ourselves to let that good in.
Exactly.
So being able to receive helps us expand and be open.
Okay. Expand and be open.
The fourth one is willingness to extend yourself. And that Mm-hmm. If you want, say, you want more love in your life, how much love do you give another person? If you want more money, where have you given money? Mm-hmm. That we all live in a comfort zone. In the class, we call it the sphere of availability. And as we live inside that sphere, inside that comfort zone, we are very comfortable with what is in our immediate surroundings. But when something's outside of our comfort zone, that's when the fear is activated. And what we find is that in order to expand our comfort zone is that we give the thing that we want to receive.
Okay, so, exactly. So if you want love, give more love.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. If you want more time, then how are you maybe visiting a friend in the hospital, mm-hmm. maybe helping someone run an errand? Mm-hmm. Give of your time. Volunteer. Mm-hmm. If you want more money, how are you circulating your money?
Exactly.
Money is circulation. It's just like the breath. As we give it out, we receive it back. Breathe in.
And breathe out.
And release. So it's the same thing. So there's a willingness to extend ourselves, to move beyond the comfort zone.
Yeah.
The next one is the willingness to forgive. Because we talked earlier about when we have resentment.
Yes, yes, yes.
When we have jealousy or guilt, that we think someone has something we can't have. And it's very important to become aware when that happens, because it's a really powerful stopping point for us.
Wow.
So the more we can be aware of that, and the more we can begin to forgive.
So these are really very, very important points. It just helps us focus.
It does, because normally we're giving all of our energy to the error belief, the false belief that we have from the past. The more we can begin to be willing to change and to shift, the more opening we have. And there's one last one I want to get in, because this is the most important one, and this is the easiest one, and that's be willing to be grateful.
Oh, I love that one. I was going to ask you about that one. Yeah,
because
being grateful for what you have right now.
Exactly. Whatever we're grateful for increases. Mm-hmm. And so the more we can be grateful for what we have right now, we're present in the now. What you and I have been talking about, prayer and meditation. Prayer and meditation keeps us in the now. Mm-hmm. It doesn't pull us into the future and the fantasy of what we might have. Mm-hmm. It doesn't pull us into the past and the resentment from the past, but it keeps us in the now.
Exactly. And when you're grateful, exactly, you fully accept what you have now. You're not thinking, you know, tomorrow I'm going to have all of this abundance or all of this money. Today I am grateful for what I have. And you're right, it just increases.
Yes. And what it does is, you can't be grateful and angry at the same time.
Mm.
And so what happens is gratitude moves us into the place of love. And the more we're in the presence of love, the more we're in the presence of God. The presence of love is the presence of God.
It's the presence of God, absolutely.
And when we're in that presence of love, that's when we are expansive. That's where we connect with abundance, with harmony, and with freedom.
And with freedom. Absolutely. Thank you so much, Christine. This is so beautiful, because it brings us to be living in the present, to be grateful, and to be living in that presence of God.
Yes.
That's within us and around us. All of the time, you know, how many of us see, and I remember learning this also, like from the class, is that we see that our source is out there somewhere. right? Our supply is over there. You know, my job, that person is going to give me whatever I need financially. But we forget that the divinity, that the divine is our source. And it's the divine love that's around us.
Exactly.
It's God.
So imagine, do you know some light fixtures around what we call a rheostat or a dimmer? You can make the light brighter or dimmer as you turn it.
Yeah.
That's how our spiritual energy is, is that it's always available. We always have the option to turn it up. And the more we enhance our spiritual energy through prayer and meditation, through affirmation, through reading spiritual books, that the more we turn that up, the more awareness of God we have, the more awareness of love we have, and the greater our ability to receive.
Oh, that is beautiful. Thank you so much. By the way, let me give out those numbers. toll free, 1-888-815-9756. 530-327-7602 or 530-776-5185. We probably have like 5 or 7 more minutes. If you want to call in, please do so. You're listening to Angels Are Near Us and to Reverend Christine Green talk about money. And are we listening when money talks? The other thing I was going to, well, you're giving us a lot of these wonderful tips, which I love, but give out your website. And Christine, do you also give teleclasses or teleconferences?
Yes, I do. I have one coming up in May. It's a class on the, speaking of love, it's on love and understanding the Bible. And so we're going to be looking at the principles of love as shared in the Bible. And so that is coming up in May. I have other classes coming up, and you can go to my website, www.sacredheartministries.org.
Perfect. And tell us about your book. Your new book is called Spirituality for Women, correct?
It's called Authentic Spirituality.
Uh-huh.
And it's coming out in the spring. And what I was, the impulse and the inspiration behind the book is that I counsel women, and I've been doing that for many years. Mm-hmm. And what I found is that these beliefs that we have and these emotions are that they're the things that stop us from moving forward. And women always ask me, well, where can I go to find more information about this? And so what I did was I took the topics that seemed to be the most, the issues that plague us the most as women, money being one of them, relationship being one, guilt, judgment, all those things that we were talking about, and looked at those, that what we believe about them and what is the principle that we can go to. And so I share a universal or a spiritual principle. So the one around money we talked about is my willingness is my worthiness. So I have a spiritual principle in there, and then I have tools to help you change. The affirmations, prayers, journaling exercises. Journaling is another spiritual tool that we didn't talk about, but journaling is a very powerful tool.
Oh, tell us why, because I love to journal, but tell our listeners why is it so powerful.
Because what journaling does is it's another way of observing our thoughts when we're able to write them down on paper. And when we're journaling, journaling about what we're going through and what our thoughts are and what our process is. And what's really powerful is if you keep your journal, you look back in a few months ago and you can see how much progress you've made. Sometimes it's hard to tell on the spiritual path and people get discouraged easily. Mm-hmm. Journaling keeps us moving forward. It's a wonderful tool.
It is a wonderful tool. I love to use it because exactly you say you go back and you read and you say, oh my God. you know the, you see the thoughts, and sometimes when you start, you know, the process, like you're saying, and you use the spiritual tools, and you pray, and you meditate, it starts changing, and it's incredible how you could see the change. For me, it's been really, you know, a mind opener. It's like, I can't believe it. But it's wonderful that you do mention that about the journaling. Do you want to give your website out again? Because we are almost at the end of our program. And your phone number.
Yeah, thank you. www.sacredheartministries.org. And my phone number is 503-281-6301. You can also follow me on Twitter at Rev C Green. That's R-E-V-C-G-R-E-E-N.
Wonderful. Do you Twitter a lot?
No. I've been pretty busy writing the book.
I know.
And, teaching classes and counseling. So occasionally I have an insight or an impulse, and that's how I share it.
That's wonderful. But it's wonderful to have that information out there so our listeners can contact you. And I really recommend that. If you call Reverend Christine for a consultation, it's just wonderful to talk to her, and she will definitely uplift your spirit and teach you many, many wonderful things. Christine, I want to thank you for your being here tonight.
Thank you, Linda. Really, this was really wonderful to be with you.
It was so wonderful to share with you, to hear so much, you know, giving us your wisdom. And I really hope that God blesses you very much. And I can't wait till your book comes out.
Thank you.
We will be very excited to read that. So I will start saying goodnight to everyone out there. Thank you for listening. I'm going to give out my website as well, which is www.angelsarenearus.com. You can always call me if you would like any angel reading consultations. My number is 503-807-0896. In closing, I want to remind everyone to really focus on prayer and meditation. As Reverend Christine was mentioning, it's very powerful. It helps us be in that presence of love, which is the presence of God and the angels. So, until next time, may God bless you all, and may the angels protect you always. Thank you. Good night.
Good night.